弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
那最近这几个礼拜呢，那今天我知道今天要分享，那我在主面前就想说应该分享一些什么。
So knowing that I was to share today, in the last couple of weeks, I was been thinking about what should be the topic.
那个因为我那个前几个最近这一阵子呢，那在青少年的聚会，我们有查在暑假的时候查过一本书。
So in the youth gathering over the summer, we've been studying this book.
那本书的题目是叫做Who Are We? 就是我们是谁。
So the topic, the book is called Who Are We?
它里面有特别讲到说，我们为什么要就是知道我们基督徒到底知道我们基督徒到底是什么样的一个地位，到底我们自己在神面前是什么样的一个人。
So as a Christian, we need to it talks about how we need to understand our position before our Lord.
那也事实上也另外有一个题目就是说，我们为什么要这样的聚集
？And another, and it also talked about why we should gather.
那最近呢，我想我们在。在查经的时候，特别在礼拜五跟青少年查经的时候，我们特别是查到启示录里面的七个教会。
And so in the youth Bible study as well as on Fridays we've been studying the seven churches in Revelation.
所以呢，我想在主面前，我想说分享一下我们在这里的聚集，我们为什么要这样聚集？
So I want to share with you why what is the purpose of our gathering? Why should we gather?
我们在这边聚集，在这边开始，我们一开始在 Carney， 然后一开始在，在 Newark 这地方，我们聚集也差不多有20多年了。
So we started off our gathering in Kearney, and then we moved here. So it's in total is about 20 years.
Yeah, 我想就是在主面前，我们对于这个题目我们有点分享。
So I want to share with you a little bit on this subject.
Yeah, 我想再开始讲，我们还是有一点祷告。
So before we start, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
其实我们感谢你，就像我们刚才诗歌所唱，你是那位恩典的主。
Gracious Lord, thank you. Just like we can saying that you are our gracious Lord.
主，你恩典成为年岁的冠冕，我们的路径都滴满了自由。
And then your grace is with us, and then our path is full of your anointing oil.
主耶稣，真的是今天早上，求你与我们丰富的同在。
So in this morning, may you be with us in abundance.
主，真的是但愿我们所分享的话语，真的能摸着主的心意。
And the words we share, may we touch upon your heart.
主，真的是不论是说的，主，那是在这边所一起交通所分享的，所以说我们都求主的悦纳。
All that's been shared here, may you be gracious to us.
保守我们的聚集，求主与我们同在。
May you keep our gathering and be with us.
我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，那我们想第一个所要分享的就是我们为什么这样聚集的第一个题目就是主耶稣基督是我们教会的头，这我想大家很熟。
So the first thing we want to talk about in terms of why we're the purpose of our gathering is that our Lord Jesus, He is the head of the church.
在那个哥罗西书第一章十八节。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
第一章十八节他这边讲说他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
他这边特别讲到说他可以他是原始，他是可以在凡事上居首位。
And here especially talks about that he is the beginning and that he might have supremacy in everything.
然后第二段经节我们想请大家看是马太福音第十六章十八节，所以我想大家也很熟悉的。
So the second passage is in Matthew chapter 16,
18
verse 18. I think we're also very familiar with this.
这边讲到说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要将我的教会建造在磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
这边的经节特别讲到说，他说主耶稣讲说，这是主耶稣第一次把教会启示出来。他这边讲说，我要将我的教会，他们特别提到说我的教会。
So this is the first time that our Lord Jesus has revealed to us this church, and then he says, "On this church, this church."
然后他讲到说，我要将我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And he says, "On this rock, I will build my church."
然后阴间的权柄胜过他，不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
这边呢，我想从这些经节里面，我们可以看到说，很明显了，主耶稣讲说教会是他的。
Here it is very obviously that our Lord says that the church is His.
然后呢，讲到说，谁来建造这教会呢？是主耶稣基督亲自来建造。
And then it continues to say, who will be building this church? And it will be Christ Himself.
特别啊，讲到说有阴间有一个权柄，他一个 power， 可是。他这个 power 不能够胜过我们的主。
But especially talks about that there is a power in Hades, quote unquote, that it cannot overcome it.
所以说这边我想在这边我第一个想要提出来就是主耶稣是我们教会的权柄。我们要认识说耶稣基督是我们教会的权柄。
So we need to say that our Lord Jesus is that he is the head of the church.
因为他从死里复活战胜了死从升上了高天掳掠一切的仇敌。
And so he's risen from the dead and he has ascended to heaven, overcoming all of the enemies.
Yeah, 我想我们在我们信主之后，我想我们对教会好像都有不同的好像想法
After we come to accept him, I think we have different perspective, different views on the church.
那我想我以前跟弟兄姐提过，就是说有可能认为说教会就是这个。漂亮的建筑物。
I think I might have shared with you in the past that some people feel that this church, the church is this beautiful architectural.
我记得有以前有姐妹跟我讲过，她在香港聚会来到这边，她就跟我分享说，她觉得你们在这里比较像一个教会。我说为什么
？And so there's a sister who came from Hong Kong and she was sharing with me saying that.Here it feels much more like a church.
他说你们因为有个教堂啊，然后所以就讲教会。
And I asked why, and she says, "Well, you have a building, you have this church."
他说因为在香港呢，因为那个地方比较小，所以大部分都在那个一层一层的那个楼里面聚集。他说那个没有这个漂亮教堂，所以不像教会。
So in Hong Kong, because there is a lack of space and it's very cramped, so people will gather in the different floors of the buildings, and there's no.Place like this where you can worship.
所以呢，所以说，但是我们从主的话很清楚，他说我的教会这句话的教会原文是一群被主呼召出来的一群人。
So here he says, the Lord says, my church, and my church in the original text just means that a group of people that has been called out.
是一从一群被主呼召出来有主生命的一群人。换句话讲，就是相信主。接受主有主生命的一群人。
And so it's a group of people who has been called by him who has his life, and is a group of people that trust that believes in him and has his life.
所以呢，有没有这个教堂呢？不是那么重要。
So whether or not we have this building is not that important.
重要是我们是不是一群有主呼召出来有主生命的一群人。
But what is important that we are a group of people that's been called by him and has his life.
这群在主的面前是称为教会。
And then, therefore, this group of people, individuals, can be called the church.
我记得那个以前在听过一个弟兄也分享，他说在那个二次世界大战的时候呢，那个你知道那个日军轰炸那个南洋地区啊。
So there's a brother that shared. Okay, there's a brother that shared that during World War II when the Japanese were bombing the Southeast Asia.
然后呢，他就有个弟兄就跑过来跟另外弟兄，他说：“哎呀，真是糟糕啊！”他说我们教会没了，被炸掉了。
And then so one brother went to another brother and says, you know, it's terrible. Our church was bombed and it's no longer there.
他说，然后呢，另外弟兄在主面前，他就跟另外弟兄讲说，他说弟兄啊，他说那只是一个教堂被炸掉，他说我们的教会还在，我们还在，我们的主，我们在主面前的教会还在主的面前。
So the brother said to the other brother in the Lord, saying,you know, although it's just the building that's been destroyed, but our church, the God's church, is still here.
所以呢，不管怎么样呢，主说，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我们在主面前，我们的教会一直会在主的面前存在。
So Lord says that the powers of Hades cannot overcome, and therefore His church will endure.
但是呢，我们常常在主面前对教会有一些可能有自己的想法，譬如说。
But before the Lord, we obviously have maybe have some personal views.
因为从了自己的喜好，然后对一些的一些习惯，可能就对教会呢有一些不同的想法。
So perhaps it's to our own personal likings or habits that we have certain views of the church.
比如说我们在这里聚集，那我们比较习惯讲英文，讲中文，但是有些弟兄姐妹习惯讲英文。
So we're usually talking and speaking Chinese, but there's some brothers and sisters who understands English.
那是不是我们就在主面前就应该 有些地方可能认为啊，可能我们是不是讲英文在一起，讲中文在一边。
So some people feel should we talk English or should we talk Chinese on the side or?
那啊、有的弟兄姐妹也许有一些宗派的背景。
Oh, okay. And then there's some brothers and sisters that may have some backgrounds in a different denomination.
那也许认为说我们的聚集应该有一种特别的方式。
So maybe perhaps our meeting should be following a particular order.
但是我们从刚才念的经节来看的话，我们很清楚知道说教会是主的。
So what we see that the church, our Lord clearly says that the church is His.
当我们说这是我们教会的时候，我们是说讲到说我们的归属，我们是属于我们的这个啊，属于我们主的聚集。
So when we talk about church, we all often talk about ownership, right? Who do we belong to?
但我们讲到说教会是主的话，特别讲到主的主权，主是在凡事居首位那位主，教会是主的。
So and then when we talk about him, obviously we talk about authority and how his authority and how the church belongs to him.
所以因此我们在主面前聚集的时候，我们要来摸主的心意，不是啊，所以我们自己在主面前聚集。
So when we gather, we need to try to understand his, our Lord's heart, and instead of trying following our own, way.
所以呢，我们在那聚集不是一个中文的聚集，也不是一个英文的聚集。我们在主面前是愿意在主面前有一个在主面前合主心意的聚集。
Our gathering is not a Chinese gathering or an English gathering, but a gathering that is following after his own heart.
那在那个加拉太书第三章的二十八节。
So in Galatians, chapter 3 verse 28.
他这边啊、有这段经节，他讲了说，他说，并不分犹太人、新利底人、自主为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督里都成为一的。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以呢，我们在主面前呢，我们的语言不应该成为我们分开的一个理由。
So our, when we gather together, our language should not be a reason why we should be separate.
不应该是我们应该文化的背景让我们成为一个好像聚集不一样的理由。
Nor should our backgrounds and culture and whatnot be a reason for.
或是我们的传统让我们成为一个分开的理由。
Nor should our culture be separate us.
所以呢，我们在主面前呢，唯一的聚集是按照我们主的理由，主要让我们再聚集在一起。
So when we gather, our gathering is based on His requirement, what He wants of us.
不管我们是讲什么语言，只要我们能够沟通在一起，我们在主面前就应该聚在一起。
No matter what our language is, as we're gathered together, we are for His name.
所以在主在教会建造上，我想主也也特别，我想既然主是主的话，他在教会建造上，他也是他的定义，他的心意在这个地方。
And so, since our Lord is Lord, and upon building this church, He also has His will in this.
你知道在那个在我们在旧约的时候，我想前阵弟兄们也提到，在旧约的时候特别有讲到说摩西他建造会幕。
So in the Old Testament, we also read about Moses building the tabernacle.
他建造会幕的时候，那我想弟兄姐妹也很知道，摩西本身这个人是一个很有才能、大有才能，而且可能要。做王的啊，在埃及可能要承受王位的一个人。
And so Moses was one who was very talented, who was a very capable individual, who potentially even could have been Pharaoh one day.
那在那时候，埃及的那个文化跟他天文是已经在世界上当时蛮有名的。
The astronomy and the culture of Egypt was just famous at the time.
所以当神指示他建造会幕的时候，那你说按照摩西的才能来讲，会幕实在对他来讲是好像是很。很容易的一件事情。
So when God asked Moses to build him a tabernacle, to Moses is probably a very easy task.
但是呢，主作为讲说，按照跟着摩西讲，他说你建造会幕要按着山上的样式。
And so when God said to him, He said you should build it according to the vision on the mountain.
The pattern.
The pattern.
Yeah. 所以呢，按照山上的样式，就是呢，主指示他，他的每一个物件，他的建造的材料。都要按着主所指示他的。
So every material, every layout, and all everything should be according to the blueprint that God has given to him.
那这件事是代表什么？是什么意义呢
？So what is the meaning of this?
这件事就是说，我们在教会的建造上，完全要按照主的心意来建造。
So our in how upon when we build a church, we need to build according to His blueprint.
就算摩西有这么大才能，有这么大的好像文化，但是主说。你要按照山上我所指示的一根一线，完全要按照主所指示来建造。
So even if Moses is such a capable individual who is able to deal with all these things, but God still said to him, you must build exactly according to his specification. So David, his son, built a temple, and then when he was building a temple, he said this.
他也是讲说我是这个大卫，他是耶和华神，就是一笔一画画给我看的。
And he said that the Lord drew it for me.
所以呢，当你知道，当那个旧约里面的那个帐幕跟圣殿建造起来的时候，
So when the tabernacle and built, and also the temple was built.
圣经形容说，他说耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕，或者耶和华荣光充满了圣殿。
And it's just that His glory filled the tabernacle, and the Lord glory of Jehovah filled the temple.
因为这是合神心意的建造。
Because this is a building, a construction that's according to His will.
所以我们现今呢，在主面前，我们在主耶稣已经来到世上，又回到天上去，那主在建造他的教会。
So after he's came to the after Lord Christ Jesus came to this earth and ascended to heaven, he is now building his church.
那建造教会呢，我想在主面前要学习说顺服主的权柄。
So when he's building his church, we need to learn the lesson of being obedient to him.
顺服主的权柄的意思就是说，在各样事情上，我们来一起来寻求主的心意。
To obey him and to follow under his authority is to understand his will.
那我想我就举一个比较我们也许在当中的例子，譬如说我们，我想我们的弟兄也常常邀请我们参加侍奉聚会。
So let me give an example. Our brother often invites us to attend the service meeting.
如果弟兄姐妹，我想我们报告弟兄也讲过很多次，如果弟兄也愿意的话，其实我们这个侍奉聚会是开放给弟兄和姐妹。
So as our brothers mentioned many times that if the brother and sister is willing, this meeting is open to all.
但是我想，如果弟兄姐妹也许第一次参加，也许就会觉得说，怎么我们决定的事情好像都好几个月都没办法决定。
So if you attend, maybe you'll start asking why. How come it seems like we can't make a decision after several months?
哦，那是因为我觉得，那是因为我们弟兄们在主面前，我们在寻求主的心意。
So it is that a brother before the Lord is seeking after His will.
寻求到主的心意，能够在每个弟兄姐妹当中能够有一样的看见。
So that all the brothers and sisters may have the same agreement.
Yeah, 那在主面，我们愿意在主面前能够寻求让主在。虽然我们开会的时候好像都是弟兄姐妹在一起。
When we gather, it seems as if it's just brothers and sisters gathered there.
那其实实在是说，其实主与我们同在。
But our Lord is really with us.
因为我们是奉主名的时候，主应许说，两三奉名聚集，我就在你们当中。
For He said, as two or three of us are gathered in His name, then He will be amongst us.
那其实我们在主面前就学习让主在我们的聚会中做主。
So
在那个侍奉聚会中做主。So
our lesson is to learn that He can be the Lord in those gathering amongst us.
那如果我们不按照借着主来摸我们的话，我们常常会，也许就喜欢按人的意思来做事。If we don't
try to understand His will, oftentimes we will follow our own will.
我们感谢主，在我们当中，好像几乎没有这种情形。但是我知道有时候有许多的聚集的时候，有许多就用决定事情的时候，因为摸主的心意好像是。
So thank the Lord that a lot of times we don't seem to experience, but when we're trying to understand His will, it's not something we can see.
你要用里面的灵来摸主的心意。We
need to understand Him through our spirit.
对于我们人来讲，这好像有点难受。
To us, it's kind of difficult, challenging.
所以呢，你知道有也许有些弟兄姐妹，也许有一些其他地方，你就很容易就是事情。 也许到一地步就完全用投票来做决定。So
in other situations, things might just end up where we're casting votes.
但是投票虽然是好像很容易解决事情，但是你没有让我们的主在聚会中做主。Although
casting votes is something very easy to do, but it doesn't allow our Lord to be the Lord in those type of.
呀，我们要在主面前，我想每个弟兄姐妹，我们在主面前都学习让主在。 凡事上在教会中做主。
And we need to learn that He should be the Lord in all things.
教会，主耶稣基督是教会的头。
Our Lord is the head of the church.
所以呢，我们的聚集呢，就没有在地上，好像 跟政权有什么关系？
So our Lord doesn't seem to have any relationship to those who are in power or authority on earth.
所以呢，我们不需要跟共和党报告，也不需要跟民主党报告。
So we don't need to report to the Republicans nor the Democrats.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果在台湾跟中国的话，我们也不需要跟国民党报告，也不需要跟共产党报告。
So in Taiwan or China, you don't need to report to the people over there either.
我们的聚集只跟我们的主负责。
Our gathering and our worship is only we only need to be responsible for our Lord.
我们的聚集也不跟好像有一个一个系统一样的，好像我们要跟二级报告跟三级报告，我们没有这种系统。
We don't have also it's not an organization where we need to report to level one and level two and so forth.
我们只有跟我们的主负责。
We only need to be responsible to our Lord.
那我想我们在我们聚集里面，我想我们也学习啊，因为主也在希伯来书提醒我们说，我们不可停止在主面前聚集。
And it is also a lesson to us that in Hebrews our Lord says that we should not stop gathering in His name.
那我记得我以前在有一阵子在 Ohio 州的时候，在念书，在Ohio 州念书的时候，那时候刚开始到那边，不知道去哪里聚集。
So when I was studying in Ohio, in the beginning I didn't know where to gather.
但是我觉得好像到了礼拜天的时候，你其实读书呢，好像也读不出什么来。
So I feel like on Sunday when I tried to study, I couldn't really study well.
跟别人出去好像也缺少了什么。
When I go out with others on Sunday, it feels like it's missing something.
主就那时候就提醒我说，你要去找教会，找弟兄姐妹的聚集。
So it was at that time where the Lord reminded me that I need to find a place of gathering to find brothers
and sisters. 我觉得主真的是他是一个真实的主啊，他在各样的情形之下，他会跟我们说话。
So He is a true and living God that in different circumstances He will speak to us.
他会在凡事上带领我们，他就吸引我让。我去找当时的弟兄和姐妹。
So he would, in all things, he would lead us, and at that time, he led me to our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 因为他是我们的主啊，他要让我们，他要召集他的儿女来到他的面前。
Because he is our Lord, he desires to gather his children before him.
好，那我们在主面前，所以我想第一个我想提出来就是，他是我们的主，他是在教会之中，完全的权柄。
So first thing I want to mention is that he is our Lord, and he is a absolute his authority in church.
我们虽然有自己的喜好，有自己的背景，有自己的传统，但是主说教会是他的。
Although we have our likings, our habits, and our culture and our background, but our Lord says that the church is His.
我们在教会中凡事要摸以主的心意为心意。
So in church, we need to His heart needs to be our heart, His desire our desire.
那我想第二个我想分享的，我想大家很熟悉啊，就是我们这样的聚集要写明说教会是基督的身体。
And so the second topic is that second part is that the church is His body.
那我想请大家也是读两段圣经，在第一段是在哥林多前书十二章。
First is in First Corinthians chapter 12.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
那这段跟我们刚才有念另外一段，加拉太书一章一节圣经很像，不过就是从另外角度看。
This is somewhat related to similar to what we read in Colossians.
那这边讲到说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek.Slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
那这边这边讲成为一个身体，其实按照如果看英文的话，你就知道说，我们就看到英文是讲说我们是进入一个身体。
So in the English, it says that we are baptized into one body.
我们是乃是进入一个身体，就是说我们从我们受浸的时候。这边讲到说，我们受浸的时候，成一个圣灵受洗，进入了一个身体。
So here it says that when we're baptized is by the one spirit and also into one body.
我们常讲说，我们受浸的时候是讲说，我们感谢主，主救了我们，让我们能够成为主的 一个门徒，成为主的一个人。
So when we're baptized into the Lord, we become His disciple, become part of Him.
但是我们从这段话来看的话，我们不仅仅是成为主的一个儿女，而且重要是主让我们借着受浸进入了他的身体。
Not only do we become His children, but we also enter into His body.
那我想请大家再看另外一节圣经，是以弗所书的第一章。
Let's also look at Ephesians chapter 1.
第二十三节，我想这一节大家很熟。
Verse 23.
这边讲到说教会。是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Here it talks about his church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
所以这边特别讲到说，我们受浸之后，事实上是进入了一个身体。所以呢，基督徒是没有过个人，好像就是独来独往的。
So when we're baptized, we're baptized into the body. So there's this concept of a corporate body.
对，所以说是一个进入一个团体的生活，是进入一个教会的生活。
So when you enter this body, you enter into this corporate life, into this the church.
对，但是呢，我们人这个本身呢，我们这个人来讲呢，我们这个人好像，很喜欢在主的爱吸引之下，我们喜欢做独来独往的生活。
So, but to us individually, oftentimes we like to do things individually as our own way.
我们有时候觉得想来就来，想不来。
Sometimes we feel like coming, we'll come, but when we don't, we won't.
而且有些对聚会有一些我们在主面前聚集在成为身体上，我们好像有一些自己的想法。
And when we gather together, we obviously have our own views on certain things.
我也记得我以前在，这很多都是我学生时候发生的事情，这蛮好玩的。所以
these are the examples I want to give when I happen to be.
我记得我学生的时候，我记得我那时候在礼拜晚上，跟几个同学有点，也在我还有那时候跟几个同学一起有点查经。
So it was in Ohio on a Friday night. Me and several students were Bible study.
那我记得我那时候有一个香港来的一个姐妹啊。
So there was a sister from Hong Kong.
那他就跟我讲，我就说你礼拜天在哪里聚会啊
？So I asked her, where do you gather on Sundays?
那她说我礼拜天目前没有聚会。我说为什么呢？
And she says, I'm not currently nowhere, and I ask why.
哦，他说因为我在读 PhD 哦，他说我最近这半年太忙了，所以他说我跟主耶稣请假半年，然后我就没有去聚会。
So she says, I've been too busy. I'm studying my doctorate degree, so I took half a year off so that I can focus on the degree.
哦，那我那时候也刚信主，我就觉得他讲的听起来很怪，可是我也不知道不对在什么地方。
It sounded a bit strange, but I didn't know what was wrong with it, which part of it.
我记得第一年来美国的时候，那时候刚刚信主。
So the first year when I came to America was the first year I came to know.
我那时候跟几个那个外国学生啊，我也是外国学生，不过他就是不是台湾或是中国来的外国学生。
So at that time I was meeting with several foreign students who are not from Asia or China.
那有一个学生是他是从那个巴拉圭中美洲。
So one student was came from Central America, I guess Belize.
Paraguay.
Yeah.
那
So on Sunday we went to gather.
那后来我就看他还在屋里，我说你怎么今天不去吗？不舒服吗
？So I saw him in his dorm and I said, are you not feeling well?
他说没有，他说那我最近也太忙了。
And he also said, I'm too busy recently.
但是我还有聚会。
But I still
gather. 我说你不去跟弟兄在怎么聚会
？And I asked them if you're not gathering meeting with the brothers and sisters, how are you meeting?
他就打开电视，然后看，他说我看电视，我就聚会了。
So he turned on the TV and says, you know, I'm not meeting with the people there.
我那时候也觉得，听起来怪怪，我不知道你有没有听。我听起来怪怪，我那时候也刚信，我不知道怪在什么地方。
So I also just came to know the Lord at that time, and I thought it was strange, but I didn't know what was strange or incorrect about it.
好，那我们再回到我们这组的话来讲，我们是受浸，是进入主的身体。
So according to His word, we were baptized into His body.
我们有许多个人想法，可是主说我们在一个的身体的一面。
But we may have personal views, but He said that we belong to a single body.
所以呢。我们不是一个人独立存在的。
So we don't exist in on our own.
我们跟我们的弟兄姐妹是合在一起的。
We're actually connected to our brothers and sisters.
特别是我们刚才讲到说，如果是看电视的聚会，
So when you watch TV and you know your Sunday TV meeting, you sort of miss the blessing of being in the body. So when we're gathered with brothers and sisters in the body and we partake of His word, there is a special great, He's especially gracious to us. And His presence will be a, will you know appear be with us.
而且呢, 当我们在与弟兄姐妹在一起的时候, 我们有跟弟兄姐妹有彼此的, 交通, 有彼此的, 互动。
And then when we're with brothers and sisters, we also have fellowship with each other.
那所以呢, 我想我们在, 在我们在主的身体面, 我想我提, 尤其, 分享两点啊, 第一个我想我就
So the first thing is there's two things regarding the body. One is that we should be a member of the body.
那我想在主的教会里面，在主自己有许多点，但我想今天我们就分享一点，分享两点。第一个就是成为主的肢体，成为就是说我们如何在主面前能够知道说我们是主面前的一个身体面的一部分。
So there's two parts of this. One is that I want us to learn how to be part of His body and be a basically be a member of the body.
那就是我们刚刚上礼拜我们朱弟兄也在我们当中分享过。那我们要受浸之后，我们能够很快进入教会的生活，一个很重要。我们要把我们自己奉献给主。Last
week our brother shared with us saying that after we've been baptized, we need to quickly enter into His corporate.
我想我们在主面前，我们信主之后，我们常常说主耶稣啊，你是我们的救主。但是呢，我们好像有时候奉献给主，好像有很多的保留。After
we trusted Him, we often say that He is our Savior. But when it comes to serving Him, we often don't want to sacrifice so much in giving to Him.
我想我们在主面前总要，我想我们弟兄姊妹彼此之间，我们在主面前总要将我们自己放在主的手里。
We should always place ourselves into His hands,
让他能够在我们身上做工,
so that He can work in our life.
然后呢，我们才能够慢慢的能够进入教会的生活里面来。
Only then can we slowly enter into the church.
那上礼拜我记得我们弟兄也特别提到说，当我们那个成为肢体很重要一个关键，就是我们要能够接纳我们的弟兄和姐妹。
So one of the important aspects of being the member of the body is that we need to accept our brothers and sisters.
就是说呢，我们在我们的弟兄姐妹当中呢，我们要能够成为一个，不仅仅我们能够，也许在各个方面能够提供供应的，我们也能够让我们的弟兄姐妹能够供应我们这个人。We
should help our brothers and sisters. We should offer unto each other.
那什么意思呢？就是说，当我们知道我们自己个人每一个人在主面前都是很有限的。
What it means is that what we need to provide unto each other, what it means is that we're very limited individually.
Yeah, 那我们在主面前的领受也是很有限。
And our understanding is also limited.
我们需要我们的弟兄和姐妹在各个方面能够帮助我这个肢体。
We need brothers and sisters to help each other, us as members.
Yeah, 我常觉得说，我觉得在主面前，我觉得，因为我有时候跟刚刚信主弟兄姐妹在一起，我觉得他们的分享有时候很能帮助我。
So sometimes I gather with new brothers and sisters, and I feel their sharing is actually quite helpful. Their experience can encourage me.
And
of course, we know that these are His work in their lives.
那有时候他们在主里面所看见的圣经里面的亮光，是我所需要的。
And sometimes with the revelation they see in His word is something that I need.
那有时候甚至在青少年聚会，我也觉得青少年的分享，对我也很有帮助。Sometimes
even in the young adult or youth gathering, I find those to be very helpful.
所以呢，我觉得弟兄姐妹除了在主日聚集之外，我们实在是在周间的聚集，我们实在需要再跟弟兄姐妹能够更能够在一起。Besides
the Sunday gathering, I think even during the week we should certainly try to be gather more.
呀，我们如果只有在主日聚集的话，我们实在在主面前跟弟兄姐妹的
If we just gather on Sunday, then our fellowship with each other would be too little.
Yeah, 我知道也许弟兄姐妹也许在生活上很忙，但是我觉得主给我们恩典的话，总是在周间你可以抽出一段时间，也许礼拜五，也许礼拜四，也许跟其他的弟兄姐妹在什么地方。 总是要在一起的聚集。
So I know that we may be very busy during the week, but our Lord will be gracious to us, and we should certainly try to pull out some time, maybe on Fridays or Thursday or some other time to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
就像在礼拜晚上，我们在主面前，我们查考主的话。我常觉得在主面前，我们自己所看见的总是主丰富的一部分。但是借着弟兄姐妹分享，我就看到主是一个完全很丰富的主，超过我自己一个人所能够想象的。
So on Friday we study the Bible and we share, and oftentimes we find that our view of His fullness is just a very small sliver of it. But through the sharing of the brothers and sisters, we can enter into much more abundance regarding our Lord.
所以说我们在主面前，在主的身体面，我第一个想要讲的就是我们在主面前要学习做个肢体，换句话说，学习做个弟兄，或学习做个姐妹。
So we should be a member of the body, in other words, be a brother or a sister.
让我们的弟兄和姐妹在各个方面，我们能够彼此的帮助，能够彼此的在见证主上更多的充满在我们身上。
And in different ways that we can help each other, especially in witnessing Him, and also may He fill us through this.
那第二个我想分享的第二点，对于关于在基督里面身体里面所要分享，就是我们要在主面前能够尽肢体的功用。
The second point regarding being a part of the body is to be able to serve our function.
Yeah, 因为我想主说他赐下百般的恩赐给教会。
He has given to us abundant grace.
就是呢，我们每个弟兄姐妹在主面前，我们都有从主领受那一份。
So therefore, all of us receive this from Him.
那其实我们刚才读的在哥林多前书十二章这边的第十三节的往下，他特别就讲到有关于身体方面的各个的方面的功用的互相的帮助。
So if we continue on, in this passage, it talks about the different functions of the body.
Yeah, 他这边有讲到说，主赐他智慧的言语。
It says 2:1, there is given the Spirit a message of wisdom.
第九节有讲到说，只赐他圣灵。主蒙这位圣灵是他信心。第九节。
Verse 9. To another faith by the same Spirit.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵是他医病的恩赐。
To another gift of healing by the one Spirit.
又叫一人行异能，又叫又做先知，能辨别诸灵。
To another miraculous powers, another prophecy, another distinguishing between the spirits, another speaking different tongues.
我想我们在主面前，我们总是在主面前，主有给我们恩典。
So he has also, before him, he has always certainly given us gifts.
那我们在主面前，我们在主面前要彼此的配搭，借着恩赐，我们彼此在主面前服侍。
So through these gifts, we need to complement each other, and we need to serve with each other.
那就是说呢，我们换个角度说呢，我们在主面前，每一个肢体在主面前都是有用的。
In other words, every member of the body. Has a purpose.
只要我们在主面前信主呢，我们在主面前每一个肢体，每个弟兄姐妹在主面前都是有用，都是有功用的，主都看重我们。
And every member of the body is used by the Lord, and He values us.
如果我们你知道我们缺了一只手呢，那身体就看起来不美。
If we're missing a hand, the body would not look complete.
如果我们脚受伤了，那你知道就整个身体就动作不协调。
If we injure our feet or legs, then our body would not work very well.
就像我们上个月我女儿在去参加特别聚会，就脚扭了。
So for example, my daughter, when we went to a special gathering last week,
她整个身体的运作就很不协调。
She twisted her ankle and so on. She wasn't.
她有时候用拐杖，有时候用一只脚跳来跳去。
Sometimes she will hop around you on one leg, and other times she.
所以呢，我们在主面前呢，我们在主面前，我们必须在主面前是一个身体，我们身体和谐在一起，彼此的配搭，在主面前显出身体的那个柔美。
So before the Lord, we this whole body must complement each other, must work in unison to reveal the beauty of this body of Christ.
Yeah, 我觉得常常讲说，因为我们在主面前，每一个人在主面前都应该。尽肢体的功用，所以呢，你知道在主面前，有时候我们会听到一些，也许刚刚受浸的弟兄姐妹，也许年纪大了，他觉得说，哎呀，我年纪大了，我在主面前，可能没有什么用。
So we need to learn how to serve our function as member of the body. And sometimes our brothers and sisters, the elderly, may feel that, what can I do before the Lord?
但是在主面前,主讲说,每个肢体在主面前,都要尽我们肢体的功用。
And the Lord says every member must serve its purpose.
那年纪大其实我觉得在主面前,他们在常常在祷告上,在关怀上,超过我们这些好像比较 年轻,其实我不大年轻,像这种比较年轻的工友。So
when the elderly brothers and sisters in their prayers or they're caring for others, I think they're, they may exceed some of the younger brothers and sisters.
他们讲的一些安慰的话语,超过我们这些, 比他们年轻一点所讲的话。
And their words of comfort maybe have more of an impact than someone who's perhaps younger.
他们在主面前的一些的特别的看见,是我超过我的看见。
And their especially their revelation may definitely surpasses some of our revelation.
就算其实在一个小的弟兄姐妹身上，他们所分享的话，也常常带给我新的看见。
Just like even the younger brothers and sisters, that sometimes they may also bring us, new revelations.
所以我们在主面前，我们要学习彼此的，在主面前配搭，在主面前能够学习，一同在主面前成长。
So therefore, we should learn how to compliment each other, learn how to help each other to grow in the Lord.
Yeah, 那就像有的人在主面前，比如说我们刚才有提到，我们这次有特别的聚会，有福音，对不对？有福音。So
we have the gospel camp coming up.
也许福音的时候，也许有弟兄姐妹特别在邀请上，他特别在主面前有给他负担。
So perhaps some brothers and sisters may especially have a burden in terms of inviting other people to the meeting.
有人不想去，他在旁边邀请，他就另外一个朋友愿意去了。So
someone doesn't want to go, then maybe he is able to get that person to go.
有人在也许在不怎么会讲话，但是他像那个彼得的兄弟那个安德烈，他说我带你去，就是安迪烈把彼得带到主面前去。So
sometimes he may be like Peter's brother Andrew, where he was able to bring Peter to the Lord.
有人就是有能够有接受的恩典。So
some people have the gift of receiving.
那有的人呢，就特别是在服事上有主给他托付。So
some people have a burden in terms of serving others.
那我们在我们聚会中，我们知道我们弟兄们有特别在安排上，在报名上，在住宿上有很多的服事。So
we know a lot of brothers who will serve in the capacity of coordinating registration and doing all the type of service.
哦，就算我们这上面所讲都没有，但是我们知道我们有一个。 在主面前蒙纪念的，就是我们能够在主面前能够祷告。But
there is one thing that we should remember is before we can pray before Him.
Yeah, 我们在主面前能够祷告说，传福音是一个属灵的征战。We
can pray before Him saying that sharing the gospel is a spiritual battle.
传福音不是仅仅只有那个讲员在那边讲而已。It's
not just a speaker who is engaging in this battle.
传福音乃是弟兄姐妹在主面前。 除我们刚才服事之外，在主面前祷告的服事是一个很重要的服事。Aside
from our services, prayer is also an important service.
我们在主面前一同在主面前尽上身体的那个肢体的功用。Especially
when we serve our function as a body.
让我们能够真的是除掉我们好像我们当中比较，基督徒有一些基督徒像我刚刚提到的例子，有点喜欢独来独往那种。 的那种习惯，或是那种原本的性情。
Or let us try to work with our habits of want to be coming in and out ourselves or being a very
我们要肢体的那种感觉，我们要身体的感觉。
We need to have this feeling of being in the body.
当一个肢体它有什么正在难处的时候，我们里面要有对它的感觉。
So when we have a challenge, when we're challenged, we should have a feeling.
Trouble.
So that we should be sensitive to the needs of others.
但是你知道我们人还是我们刚才所讲，我们人是很有限的，有时候不知道那怎么办呢？
So we know that we're very limited. Sometimes we know we may not know what to do.
所以呢，我还是回到我刚才所讲，你要常常来到聚会的当中，你要常常在弟兄姐妹当中，你自然就知道许多弟兄姐妹，有在难处之中，在疾病之中。 在患难之中。
So sometimes we need to come and gather together, whether between our brothers and sisters, so that we can see the challenges and difficulties and the trouble, whether it's in sickness or in other things that brothers and sisters may have.
我们在主面前能够一同为他们祷告，一同在各个方面能够补上他们的不足。
And that we may pray for them together, and that we may find ways to help them in their needs.
另外一方面，我讲最后关于这一点，我想讲的就是说，我们为什么一定要在主的聚集里面？我觉得我们来到主的聚集是一种保护。
And lastly, is why do we need to gather here? Part of it is he guards over us.
因为我们在主的身体里面，主会保护他的身体。
When we're in his body, he protects and guards over his body.
哦，因为我们学员常常讲，你如果一只手如果跟身体断掉了，这手很快就枯萎了。
And if the hand separates from the body, very soon it would die.
我们必须常常在主的身体里面啊，受到主的保护。
And then so in his body we are under his protection.
那在我想对于我们的儿女也是这样子，我们的儿女要常常带到主的面前来，带到聚集的当中。
And it should be the same regarding the children, that we should often bring them before the Lord into the gathering.
因为我们知道说在外面这个时代，圣经讲说越来越黑暗。
So we know the Bible says that this world is becoming more and more dark. There's more and more darkness in this world.
唯有带主儿将我们这一家家带到主面前来。
And our Lord will bring each of us families into His body here.
主的全能会保护他的教会。
And then His power will cover and guard over us.
因为他是我们的主。
Because He is our Lord.
他必保守他的儿女。
And he will keep his children until the day he comes.
Yeah, 我想我还有一点时间，我想分享第三个地方。好，第三个地方。
I have a little bit more time, so I want to share with the third point.
第三个地方，我想大家很熟的，我想今天把大家有些一些比较熟，我们也再彼此分享一下。第三个地方是讲彼得前书第二章第九节。
The third point is in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
第二章第九节，彼得前书二章九节。这边讲到说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
那我想在那个这个跟这一节很类似的是在出埃及记第十九章。
Let me read something that's also very similar to this. It's in Exodus chapter
19. 19:5-6.
Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you.
所以我们从出埃及记第十九章，还有在彼得前书第二章，弟兄们可以看见，其实这两段话其实是主的心意是很类似的。
We see that we can clearly see his heart in this, in both the Second Peter, First Peter, and also Exodus.
不管是在旧约时候，或者在新约时候，主的心意是一样的。主要他的百姓到他面前成为圣洁的祭司。
So his will is the same, whether it's an Old Testament or New Testament. He wants his people to be a holy nation.
成为君尊的祭司。
And to be a priesthood and.
那我想在我想在旧约，大家读过旧约也知道说在。出埃及的时候，你其实主的心意是让全以色列民在主面前能够服侍，全以色列民都是在主面前成为祭司。
So in the Old Testament in Exodus, the entire nation of Israel was serving before him.
但是我想，我大家如果读旧约的话，读出埃及记，你就知道说，当以色列民在主面前失败，他们开始拜金牛犊、拜偶像。
So you read also in the Old Testament Exodus that when they failed, they worshipped golden calf, they worshipped idols.
因此呢，只有一个支派，甚至只有一个家在主面前特别来侍奉神，就是亚伦的家。
But there's only one family who especially served the Lord, and that was the family household of Aaron.
Yeah, 所以说呢，因为主的心意在以色列身上不能够成就，但是主原来的心意是要每个以色列人都在主面前都是祭司。
And so, although he was unable to fulfill his desire on the people of Israel, but originally he wanted every one of them to be part of that priesthood.
那在新约里面, 彼得再次在他的话语中, 主再提醒他,再次跟我们讲, 我们在主面前是, 被拣选的族类是有军尊的祭司。
And so, so he reminded Peter to share to, for us that, that he wants us to be a holy priesthood.
你知道那个祭司他其实在,如果在旧约的话, 你就知道好, 祭司他其实就是, 就是服侍,特别服侍神的一群人,
If you study in the Old Testament, the priest is just a group of people that specially serve the God.
在旧约的时候,他是把那个, 牛啊,羊啊,在牵到神面前宰了, 奉献给神,然后把他们以色列人的罪,他自己罪,求主在主面前能够赦免。
So he would, the people would take the cattle and the lamb before God and they would be slaughtered so that they can be atoned for their sins.
然后让神跟人之间能够再次能够和好在一起。
And they were the people who helped the people to reconcile to God.
所以呢,所以祭司是一种特别的职分,他就是能够把 人带到神面前, 然后也把神带到人面前来的,
so the priest has a special position is to where he brings people to God and also God to man.
所以呢, 我们在主面前呢, 主的心就是我们每一个弟兄姐妹在主面前都要成为这样君尊的祭司, 能够把人带到神面前, 也能够把神带到我们当中来。
So he especially wants all of us to be part of that royal priesthood where we bring others around us to the Lord and we bring God to them.
你知道我们主耶稣基督其实他就是, 最先做成这样工作, 他是那身上高天有属天尊荣的大祭司。
So our Lord Jesus was the first to have done this. He is the high priest.
那所以呢, 我们在主面前呢, 我们每一个弟兄姐妹在主面前都应该是一个服侍神的, 的弟兄和姐妹。
So all of us before the Lord were someone who should be serving God.
那所以呢,在你知道在那个,我们最近跟这几一两月我们也特别在跟青少年查,起诉有七个教会啊,那七个教会里面有一种人,有一个特别的情形。And
so when we're studying the seven churches with the youth, there's one type of people that's special in this.
那里面有提到一种名字讲到说叫做尼哥拉一党。
And then so they were talking about there was one group of people called Nicolaitans.
尼哥拉一党的这种人呢，就是按照他的意思来讲呢，就是一群，按照他，因为他尼哥拉一党就只有在圣经里面，在这个启示录出现过。他这边他的意思就是说，有一群人呢是高于在群众之上的另外一群人跑出来。
So they're only mentioned in the book of Revelation, and it's this group of people that sort of higher, separate from the rest. So as if among the brothers and sisters, there's a small group that's higher than the rest.
这是这圣经主在这从以弗所这个教会就是一开始的以弗所教会。 就有这种的行为，就尼哥达长的一种的行为的出现。So
this is in the church of Ephesus. This is something that that happened that they do have this group of people.
那然后到了第三个教会的时候，叫别加摩，到第三个别加摩教会的时候，他就开始讲说，这种的行为呢，就是有这种开始有人这开始这样做的时候，慢慢慢慢的变成一种尼哥达长的人的教训。
And so when we come to the third church, this becomes a lesson, a teaching of the Nicolaitans.
你知道这种东西跟我们刚才所念的圣经是相反的，对不对？
So you can see that this is somewhat contrary to the word of God.
圣经讲说，我们每个人在主面前是君尊的祭司，每个人在主面前是要服侍主的。
And it says that everyone, we are a whole royal priesthood. Everyone should be serving Him.
那这个尼哥拉也就是说呢，他好像只有一少数人在主面前。
For the Nicolaitan, it seems as if there's just a small group of people who are serving the
Lord. 原本只有一点点一虚小群的一些弟兄姐妹，也许当时弟兄姐妹开始。
Or perhaps it's just a small group of people who are starting.
后来到了到第三个教会的时候，它就变成一个教训。教训就是说，主的教训摆一边了，他自己的教训出来，人的教训出现了。So
when it comes to the third church, it becomes a doctrine, it becomes a teaching of man that appears that supplants the word, the teaching of God.
圣经讲说，主讲说这是他所恨恶的。And
God says that this is something he despises.
请注意，主说他恨恶。He
despises.
所以呢，我们在主面前要特别在这一点上，我们要在主面前求主。 光照我们。
So we need to especially ask the Lord to shed His light upon us.
我们在主面前是在主面前都是祭司，在主面前一同服侍神。
So we are all priests before Him, and we should all serve Him.
因此呢，所以，你知道最近我你看电视或是看你所遇到的，就可能知道会有。我有的剧集里面会有所谓的圣品阶级出现。
So in certain shows or when you watch TV, there's a priesthood special group holy.
就是一种特别好像只有这群人能够服侍神。
There's a privileged group of people who serves the Lord.
所以说这个制度在主面前是主所恨恶的。
Again, this is something that God despises.
我们在主面前，应该每个弟兄在主面前，每个弟兄姐妹或姐妹在主面前都应该服侍主。
And but every one of us should serve the Lord.
我们在主面前是一样的哈，在服侍主面前，我们是一样在主面前都应该服侍主的，不是说只有少数的几个人能够在主面前服侍。
So we're the same before Him, and we should all serve Him. It's not that very few of us should serve that purpose.
所以呢，我们在主面前，我们这一点要求主能够光照我们。
So we ask the Lord to shed His light upon us on this.
那我想，因为时间关系，我想今天听到这边好了。
So I think for the sake of time, we'll stop here.
呀，我想我们以后如果有时间，我们再往下分享，特别有关于，譬如说讲到说教会是神的家，我想我们神的家，我们应该有点分享。
So I think next time we should share about his house, his family.
特别讲到说。教会是羔羊的妻，我们也在主面前应该彼此有些的分享。
And then next time we should also share about that the church is the bride of the Lamb.
我们在主面前能够，真的能够摸着主的心意，让主在聚会之中真的是能够做主为王。
And we hope that He will be a king in our service.
要求主帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
要我们有点祷告哈。
Let's pray.
所以说我们感谢你主，我们知道说你是那位永远的主。
Lord, we thank you for we know that you are the eternal God.
你是真的是万王之王，万主之主。
And you're the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
但愿主你在我们这样的聚，在我们的聚集之中，仍然能够做主为王。
And in our gathering, you can continue to be our Lord.
主耶稣，我们实在知道，我们离了主，我们真的不能做什么。
And apart from you, there's not much, nothing we can do.
主，我们如果离了你的话，我们实在是就完全的落入这个死亡的光景之中。
Apart from you, we fall into the darkness of death.
主耶稣，但愿你的恩典与怜悯常常在我们的聚集当中。
May grace be upon, continue to be on.
主，但愿我们每一个儿女在主面前都成为主真的是君尊的祭司，来做主面前来侍奉主。
And may we all rise up and be that royal priesthood to serve you.
但愿每一个弟兄姐妹在主面前，我们都能够有一个爱主的心来到主面前。
And may all the brothers and sisters have a heart, a love towards you.
因为我们实在是知道主你的爱是在吸引我们来到主面前。
For it is your love that draws us to you.
所以说我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.